All right, welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where you have joined me on Power Friday, taking a look at being positively charged and the whole notion of how we respond to problems, whether we say we have no problems and respond from there, you know, go on from there, or whether we see the problem, say, hey, you know what? I do have a problem. This is the problem. And then we go on from there. Which have you found to be most beneficial to you in the real world? To say that you don't have a problem and then do nothing about it? Or to say you don't have a problem and do everything in your power to resolve the problem? Or to say, I do have a problem, and then do everything in your power, do nothing to resolve it? Or to say, I do have a problem, and you do everything in your power to resolve that problem? Those four options that I just gave you. You say you don't have a problem and you do nothing about it. You say you don't have a problem, but you go about the business of trying to resolve the problem. By trying to resolve the problem, you're admitting by your actions that you know you do have a problem, despite what you said. Despite having said you don't have a problem, you're showing that you do have a problem and you know it. How about the person who says, I do have a problem, and they don't try to do anything about it? The person who says, I do have a problem, and they want to do everything they can to resolve the problem. The two people, my guess is the two people who are going to find themselves in the best position are the two that do something about the problem. The one who says, I don't have a problem, and they do everything in their power to resolve it. They do some brainstorming. They make some phone calls. They take other actions necessary, even if it means getting help from other people. They do something to resolve the problem, even though they say they don't have a problem. The person who says, I do have a problem, and that person does everything in his or her power to resolve the problem. My guess is those two are going to come out a whole lot better than the one who says, I don't have a problem, and doesn't do anything to resolve it. The one who says, I do have a problem, and they don't do anything to resolve their problem. I tell you, it is so helpful when we're honest. Of those four, the person who is in the best position is the one who acknowledges that they have a problem. They say, I have a problem, and then they go about doing something about the problem. I say that person's in the best position because although both parties will get something done, the one who says, I don't have a problem, and they set out to resolve it, the one who says, I do have a problem, and they set out to resolve it, one of those person also has integrity. You know, some people like to, you know, their grasp of reality. That person who says, I do have a problem, has a better grasp of reality than the person who says, I don't have any problems. That person who says, I do have a problem, often is more honest than the person who says, I don't have a problem. Sometimes people know they have a problem and they're just kind of fooled into thinking that the proper way to deal with it is to start out by denying they have a problem. But like I said, you have contradictory statements being made. One statement being made with the words, another statement being made with the actions. The person saying with the words, I don't have a problem, but they're saying with their actions, I do have a problem. They need to be consistently honest there. And so the person who says, I do have a problem, and then they go about the business of setting out to resolve it, they're showing that their character is in better shape than the one who says, I don't have a problem, although they set out to resolve it. So the ideal position to be in is one wherein we admit we have a problem and we set out to resolve it. Les says that people don't refuse, positively charged people don't refuse to see problems. They refuse to let the problems control them or their emotions. They disregard some of the factors that they have no control over, and they focus on what they can influence. Now, that said, let me share this with you again. That very, very precious prayer that so many people pray. And I've mentioned this before. I guess it was maybe about a year and a half ago. I shared with you the longer version of this prayer that I'm getting ready to share with you now. I'm going to share with you the short version of it again today, but I'm also going to share with you again the longer version. And I was reading that this prayer in its written form is attributed to the great theologian, tremendous theologian, Reinhold Niebuhr. And this is the short version, the Serenity Prayer. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. God, grant me the serenity. Help me be at peace in my heart, in my mind, in my emotions, in my soul. Help me be at peace regarding these circumstances that are troubling, but are circumstances that I can't do anything about. And ladies and gentlemen, we need to just be real. There are times when situations arise that we can do nothing about. We cannot change them. We can be changed ourselves if it means becoming more mature and handling troubling situations, but nothing we can do to change the situation. We can pray and ask God to change it, but there's nothing we can do to change it. We need to ask God to help us experience His peace while we're experiencing those troubling circumstances that we can do nothing about. God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change. Courage to change the things I can. Because just because we may have determined what needs to be done to change those circumstances that we can do something about, that doesn't necessarily mean that we have the courage to move forward and bring about that change. We may be afraid of people who might oppose us if we start taking steps to make the changes that we can make. Give me courage, grant me courage to change the things that I can, and wisdom to know the difference, so that we're not limiting ourselves unnecessarily by concluding erroneously that we can do nothing about a situation that we really can do something about. Grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. Here's the rest of it. Living one day at a time, enjoying one moment at a time, accepting hardships as the pathway to peace, taking, as He did, the sinful world as it is, not as I would have it, trusting that He will make all things right if I surrender to His will, that I may be reasonably happy in this life and supremely happy with Him forever in the next. Amen. And again, I say, amen. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you, be positively charged. I think that when I revisit on the next Power Friday, I might give you some more of what Les Brown shares regarding being positively charged. But in the meantime, I want to encourage you, grab hold of what I shared with you today. Allow those insights to inspire you to do what Shirley did when she visited Ruby. She straightened her back. She quickened her gait. And she strengthened her resolve. Less resolved to be that kind of person who doesn't like let life circumstances control us, but by God's grace and wisdom, we remain in control of our lives and teach others to do the same. By doing both of those, we can let some of life's best moments come through each of us. Till next time.